Good evening, Flesh Wound Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I'm Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya.
What's up?
And that's Pugs Dread.
Assalamu alaikum.
So we're here tonight. There's no zombies, slashers, or gore. They could have thrown a curveball. Maybe that could have happened. That would have been kind of funny. But we're here. We're classy tonight. We are reviewing a Chiwetel Ejiofor movie. And I think I said that name right, so I'm going to pat myself on the back.
You know, it's funny because he's second billed. So if you're going to at least do it Notre Dame.
Yeah, I know you don't respect females.
I know. And he wanted to get it out before he thought the way it was, before he forgot how to say it.
Yeah, I did. That's why.
At least he respected his human name, not his slave name. That's good on you, Dan. Continue.
If you are listening to the audio only version, Pugs is black and he can make that joke. So don't. Yeah. All right. You made me do it already. God damn it. So we're here tonight to talk about, well, another movie.
Hold on. Anne Hathaway is the other leading person in this movie. And also, I just found out she doesn't really like to be called Anne. She's like, I'm an Annie or Miss H. So.
Then why does she credit herself as Anne Hathaway? If you want to be Annie, be Annie.
She said that in a recent interview.
Oh.
Okay. I was shocked. I'm like, okay, Annie.
Well, you know what? She could change it, but look at all the shit Lawrence Fishburne got when he dropped the Larry.
That does kind of come off as smug, especially if you started as Larry. What's wrong with Larry?
Well, she's saying I'm talking about her, but she like nobody asked. They just assumed Anne. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. That sounds like something when she was breaking in, that's just what they named her then.
If it sticks, it sticks.
Yeah.
Better than what I would be like, hey yo, bitch, come here.
You don't want to change the brand.
Yeah.
It was still my favorite train wreck at the Oscars when she hosts with James Franco. It's just like, let's do a bunch of mushrooms first and just see what.
Well, we're not here talking about the mushroom-induced Oscars, Dan. Why don't you tell us what we are here to talk about?
Lockdown. It's your fault. You threw me over.
Nope.
I like the mushrooms, but like in this movie, there's some opiates that are involved, and that was fun.
Dan thinks they're the same.
All right. So I don't drug shame me just because I haven't done them. God damn it. All right. So we're here tonight to review a new film called Locked Down from director Doug Liman. Just as they decide to separate, Linda and Paxton find life has other plans when they are stuck at home in a mandatory lockdown. Cohabitation is proving to be a challenge, but fueled by poetry and copious amounts of wine, it will bring them closer together in the most surprising way. All right. So this is like the second or is it the third now, like quarantine era movie that we reviewed? Yeah, we got Host.
Oh, four then. Because we did, the Charles Band one. The Full Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Those don't really count, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Are we talking quarantine filmed or quarantine based?
Based.
I would assume based.
But okay. Obviously, it'd have to be both. But yeah.
Okay. Well, then yeah, there's a few, but there's
also an upcry online that's like, we don't want any more lockdown movies. Well, don't watch them then.
Aren't those the same people? Like, as soon as this shit broke, they went and all watched Contagion.
Probably. I was one of those, but I'm not complaining about lockdown movies. I'm like, you know,
I think it's time break. I think it's time for The Day After, but Dan might have a panic attack mid-show.
I tried to watch it, though, like, immediately after that, and it wasn't really the movie. It was just, like, I think it was, you know, the early depression. And
that and Threads needs to happen soon. But it's Threads. Funny, when I started this one, I was like, I wonder if this is going to get to Dan. Just the whole relationship dynamic and just the whole, let's jump into the movie because there's a couple of things I did like.
I was expecting it to be a little more depressing, but yeah, anyway, so Lockdown. This one's primarily a comedy. You'll certainly see a lot of truth in it because, you know, I've often thought during this whole thing, there's a lot of people who's
a comedy.
I know. I was waiting. I was letting it slide. I was waiting for him to like make it because yeah, it's not.
No, you can go dramedy, but like that's the closest like thing it is not. It's not a comedy.
No, but it leaned, I thought, more towards comedy.
Well, I disagree.
Yeah, I do too. I was letting him just try to get it out. Maybe it was going to make sense.
You saw me processing that, right? I'm like, this N-word is tripping.
Not tripping. It's a great. Well, anyways, I thought there was a lot of truth to it because there's so many couples whose relationships were on the rocks anyways, just from traditional stress. And now it's like, you can't go anywhere. You're trapped together. I've known a lot of people that.
Dan was hoping for the domestic violence angle halfway through.
That too. I mean, there's probably some horror stories that haven't even been told during this whole thing. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, you're going to get, I think in the next year, the Oscars, you will have the hard, you know, the really hard drama quarantine movie like this with like, I don't know.
Well, if it's not out yet, Dan, it won't matter for this year's Oscars because.
Well, I said not this year, but next year you'll get like Liam Neeson as the abusive dad or something.
I think next year, once we're clear, I think people really won't want to watch this stuff, but.
I want to just see him give that Taken speech, but just like because you left your leg.
Hey, why don't we talk about lockdown?
I'm trying to, Todd. Anyways, so this one, this one's pretty. It's not the movie I expected it was going to be. With these two, I kind of really was expecting more of a really intense drama. I should say I knew nothing about this going in, so just lockdown. Hit play on HBO Max.
Kind of configure what it's about usually with that name.
But this one, it's more humorous, and it turns it's humorous, and then it's kind of a heist film too. It's more of a romantic comedy. It wasn't what I was expecting.
What the fuck planet do you live on, Dan?
Those elements are in there, Dan, but this is not a fucking romantic comedy. You were more on the nose with the heist film.
I'm just gonna let our viewers know like this. Dan lives in a very small world, and he does it like, yeah, you do, Dan.
I'm gonna stick by.
Let me finish what I'm saying. He lives in a small world where other genres are like totally don't make sense to him if it's not horror. So it's you're not a big
make ton of different movies.
You always get the genres wrong. You always are like. Well, this wasn't
classify it as because it's a romantic comedy. Oh,
this is a dramedy.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but primarily
a dramedy heist. No, if we're going primarily, it's a fucking drama. If you want to go primarily, that's where it lies.
No, disagree. Not that's not the tone.
Comment in the, you are on drugs, sir.
Yeah, he is. Oh. Okay. Again, Dan lives on his own planet, so if you want to watch it yourself and tell him. He's on his own planet.
Please now don't. In protest, every single movie we review, I'm going to give it like the wrong category. It's going to be like.
That's going to not affect us like, at all. Okay. Anyway, being locked in a fucking home with Annie Hathaway, not a bad idea. Even when she's being a bitch, is like, well, you look good doing it. So it's not terrible. Other than that, I did find this movie actually really charming. The black dude, I never know his fucking name. I fucking told Dan before. Damn it.
Shreedal Ajifor.
Just call him his character Paxton.
Paxton is awesome. Usually poet people like that get on my nerves, but for some reason, he's all right. He's just trying to get his fucking life together. And, you know, shit happened at the wrong time, and now they're stuck. And you can tell they still love each other. He got dealt a bad hand, and, you know, he's just trying to make it right. Like what they go through, I will give it to Dan. It's kind of funny. They find like opiate plants and starts licking them just to get some sleep. And there's a hedgehog that's credited as Sonic. That is like really funny. I'm going on and on, but I really enjoyed this movie. I'm not sure if everybody's going to be ready for it because it's, you know, lockdown. But they do have an adventure outside. I don't think that's a spoiler because I believe the trailer they show them in a store, but whatever. I think it's charming. I like their chemistry together. And I shockingly had a really good time watching this fucking movie. What about you, Todd?
Why won't she just let him make bread? Like, what's her fucking problem?
She said her dad. Man. Yeah.
I know, but it still is.
Dan, you know what? I don't even think Dan was really watching the movie.
He's a nice man.
He comes out and about bread in the comedy.
Dude, when Anne Hathaway came out in that like biker outfit, all black, I was like, oh, God, it's Catwoman. You're doing it.
Yeah, you know, they both, I was unsure, you know, because we've had a few of these. Songbird was a recent one.
Yeah.
But I do like both actors, so I was really intrigued. I thought we were going to get something more like Host as we started off only on the video messaging. Although I did like that you saw how bad one of them was out of sync at first. Did anyone else notice that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that rings so true. As you've watched the show, sometimes one of us is out of sync. So that was a nice little touch. Or that's the way it happened when they were filming it. I liked what was it? His brother? Was it? No, his half brother, Dulé Hill. Popped up, which with his real life wife, Jasmine Simon, they met on Psych. Yeah, so go figure.
You know, it's just a little scene, but I thought it was hilarious when the guy was walking out with like five toilet rolls and he's like, how many asses do you have?
You know, also us being in the United States of America, I thought it was pretty cool to see, you know, another side of the world doing the same shit we are, but much nicer.
Yeah.
Like, can
more
we have
strict, yeah.
I was just talking about the people, even when the guy's like, fuck off, like that was pretty polite.
Like, you have a nice day. I think though, so much of this wouldn't work in America. Like when he's like standing out delivering his poetry. I mean, in New York, it's like, shut the fuck up.
That's my initial reaction. What the fuck is this guy doing? You know what time it is? Get your black ass inside. It's cold.
I'm surprised you guys, because I considered most of this just to be a light comedy. It didn't get too heavy.
A light comedy. Now it's
there's some humor response. People are going watching this expecting there's something about Mary and shit because Dan's fucking Dan.
I'm not saying there's like anybody gets cum in their hair.
Damn it, Dan. Are you fucking kidding me? We have to do this every fucking time. Don't talk about your fucking jizz.
My bad. But no, it's not that tone, but the most serious thing about it is just the lockdown itself. I didn't find this one to be like super depressing. Like, I don't think this would have depressed me that much even if I watched it 6 months ago, to be honest. It's just not a...
So that makes it not a drama?
No, you could call it a comedy drama, but I mean, if I were pitching this, I'd
drama
tell you...
Drama first, sir.
Yeah, you're not going to pitch...
Dramedy is actually first. A category now.
Yeah. If you're pitching to someone who wants a comedy, you're going to get punched in the face for suggesting this.
And the drama is her and her inner struggle with work and, like, you know, terminating people. I don't think that's a spoiler. Him not wanting to get caught so he can, like, move on and do better in his life.
I guess we can all agree, though, we did pop for his alias.
Oh my! That shit was funny.
I won't spoil it. Just see. So Dan,
everybody
don't say it right after I say it, like he normally does.
That was funny. Oh, and Ben Kingsley, fucking hilarious.
It's like I don't know who that is. It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
We should have started the show off with a prayer. Damn it, we fucked up.
Oh, the Ben Stiller pops up also.
Yeah, a lot of people with like not a lot to do.
Steven Merchant,
Mindy Kaling.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I had a good time with this one. Again, not what I expected, but. Nice but, diverting time, good positive message.
Move over Animal House.
Well, that's total comedy. But I said romantic comedy, Todd. Well, Animal House is a romantic comedy too, I suppose. if you really want to get down to it. But
cool.
So, anyways, so there's nobody sticking their thing through a shower thing.
It's shall not we rate this then?
Yes, Mr. please, because Dan doesn't know how to behave.
0 out of 5 stars. I give it's not a masterpiece by any means, but it's a really good movie that will put a smile on your face. I give it 3.5 stars.
Well, I 100% agree. Not a home run, but it's a good way to spend your time. 3.5 stars for me as well.
Across the board, 3.5. But the one thing about this one is I maybe right now, but this isn't going to stay evergreen because you watch this movie in like 3 years, it's going to be kind of like, huh? Where something like Songbird at least will still make sense because it's kind of like not exactly what we're going through. Or maybe by then it will be.
Shit. Who would you most want to see like in this scenario? Like you're casting your quarantine movie, like just two people dealing with the shit.
I can't say one of the names, but one of them involves you.
The Dan and Kruger show?
It's messed up.
I don't know. I don't know.
Dan picks the Miz and Mrs.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're a wrestling mark.
Yeah.
I know. He made a wrestling reference first, so I'm going to take note of that.
But it was for you.
Yeah. Spoiler time, right?
Yeah, let's
yeah. Well, before we do that, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube because it really helps us out. As you see, we're diverse. We cover a lot of stuff.
Yeah, except for
this great romantic comedy. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We've got a lot of exclusive, uncensored content. Todd's a little meaner. I'm a little more graphic. So it's worth it. It all starts at $1. So we give you quite a bit for that $1. Also, what did I miss? Fleshwoundfeatures.com. There you go. So spoiler time. If you don't wish for this to be spoiled, now would be the time to leave. All right. So, spoilers. What spoilers do you guys have?
I do like how they dance around the name of Donald Trump.
Yeah, they never named him. That was weird.
Yeah, but dude, they painted a fucking photo like, well, they didn't want to get sued just in case this criminal goes after him. If he's going down and he's going to go down swinging, might as well take everybody you can. I fucking hated the guy who ratted him out at the his partner. I thought he was a piece of
shit. Dick.
Like, yeah, dude, for
no reason, too.
And he's just like one N-word away from being completely scumbaggy. like, dude, just say it. Yeah, I know you want to. Fucking homeboy just beat the shit out of you right there and have just cause. The motorcycle was a nice touch. I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else got any spoilers?
Go ahead, Todd.
Go for it.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, as you brought up, I don't even remember what I was going to say. It was going to be a Trump joke, but Todd, go ahead.
All right, well, I was going to, okay, the heist part at the end. Yeah. Real quick, who would have, well, let me word it like this. Who would have not done it? Okay, that's what I
think. Now, also, would you have been like the dude that kept quiet and didn't want the money? Because, give me a cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If I'm going to be bad, I mean.
Yeah, I would have took a cut.
Yeah.
I would have been the dick who wanted the bigger cut.
Yeah, oh, see, I'm not greedy. 50. I just need some hush money.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd be like 50-50. You need me or it's not going to work. So 50-50.
See, I'm going to go with Dan on this one.
That's how you'll get caught. I want to see Lockdown 2 when they're in jail and prison pals. I think that'd be fucking funny.
Well, I don't have really have any spoilers on this. I mean, that was my only comment I could make that I couldn't ask. The only question I could ask in non-spoiler because we don't want to give away the heist. Okay.
You know what? I'll be the Dan on this. I would have liked to have seen a sex scene in this movie. I think that would have made it a little better. And accidentally leave the camera on. That'd be funny too.
Oh, stream it to like Ben Stiller and all.
And the kid, he's like, fuck yeah, Vermont doesn't suck so bad now.
They said it to everybody. You've got like Ben Kingsley just praying. The racist guy just sitting there looking really mad, maybe having an anger.
Edgar Allan Poe.
That was
fucking funny.
They're like, no one knows it. And then you think he's busted at the end and the guy just gives it to him.
Yeah.
The dumb fucker.
I do when Ben Kingsley counted down. He's like, well, you counted me down. I'm going to count you down, fucker. 10, 9. I'm like, whoa, you're supposed to be like a real religious dude and you're dropping the word fucker right on. Yeah, I want his side story. Ben Kingsley's the man.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we really have in this one.
That's all we got.
So, Pugs, why don't you take us out of here? No, they get no fun.
Any final thoughts from anybody? Dan, that's how you should ask. Yeah. But it doesn't matter. So you can like and share us anywhere across the board. Please follow us right across all the social media bullshits. Yeah, thank you for checking us out. And come back and when we speak about our normal topics, which are horror, true crime, and all the spooky shit. So please and thank you. And with that, gentlemen, let's say good night.
Chewitology for
I'm just waiting. Dan, whatever. If she smokes, she pokes.
Vermont sucks.